Well, hey, everyone. We are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Candace on the line. Candace, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you. And of course, when it comes to relationships, we have to give you a call. In fact, some people just write specifically to you. So they just know that you're going to weigh in. Awesome. Well, here we go. This listener is saying, there are several older men in my church who come off as really flirtatious with me. It's mostly a lot of hugging and saying things like, oh, you're so pretty. Are you sure you don't have a boyfriend? I've even received a few awkward and unexpected kisses on the cheek. I'm bothered because their attention never feels paternal, yet these are older Christian men who are active in the church. I could just dismiss their behavior, but because they're supposed to be brothers and fathers in the Lord, I feel that they should behave and treat me with a much higher level of respect as they would their own daughter or sister. How lenient should I be with older Christian men who come off as flirtatious?
Not at all. I have a huge no with an exclamation point written on my notes. I think this is absolutely appalling. And maybe I'm overreacting, but I think it's better to overreact in situations like this than to treat them as nothing, because the enemy is a lion out there seeking to devour us. And I think that we too often make light of small flirtations, but that's exactly what he wants us to do, because it's the small flirtations that lead to the not-so-small flirtations. And before you know it, you have pastors and elders and deacons and young women falling into sexual sin. And so I think anything that looks inappropriate is inappropriate, because people are watching, and if it makes her feel uncomfortable, it's inappropriate. And so she needs to tell them to stop. I think kind but firm. Please don't do that. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very simple. And then if they do not stop, if they persist, she needs to go to the elders, if there's an elder board or if it's a head pastor situation, and talk to them and ask for help to do a Matthew 18 confrontation, to say this is inappropriate behavior between fellow believers, and it is it really has the marks of scandalous given the great age difference, especially if these are men in leadership. This is why I think church discipline is such a helpful, healthy thing when churches practice it, that it gives them the authority with their members to say, this behavior is unacceptable, and if it persists, we will kick you out of the church. I don't think enough churches do that anymore, but again, we're not dealing with an enemy that's just sort of a caricature. We're dealing with a vicious, violent enemy who would love to destroy another Christian brother and sister. And having just finished reading Russell Moore's book, Tempted and Tried, which is just fantastic and such a powerful and potent reminder of how dangerous our enemy is, but also how utterly and totally victorious Jesus was over him, and that if we are in him, because of his blood, we have the power to resist the devil. And so that's exactly what she needs to do. She needs to, don't just see an older guy, an older man in the church, but recognize who's behind that behavior.
Yeah. And I think, it's very easy to, I could see where maybe these guys, some of them are just clueless, or some of them are older guys and they've gotten away with this for a long time. But it really is, like she says, she's very much uncomfortable. And so something needs to be said. I've talked to guys who I knew, they just felt they could get a pass at it because no one had ever, they're just like, oh, they're older, they're whatever. Obviously, he could be her father or her grandfather, but still, it's not okay. And so I like what you said about, really address it head on. And then if you're not getting any backup on it or you don't see any change, really go after it and don't let it drop. Yeah, that's good. Well, great thoughts, Candace. Thanks so much. That is it, everyone, for this week's show. We want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question for the future, possibly for Candace, and we will do our best to address it. And until then, make sure that you're catching up on past shows and reviewing some of the questions that we've answered in the past, because they may be helpful to you. And I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.